How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor of the Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building, where it is a Thursday at 7:25:24. Hi.
Hi.
Howdy.
Morning.
It was an unexpected delivery of hi, but I enjoyed it.
Threw it in there.
Yeah.
Just tossed it around willy-nilly.
Very nice. Oh, willy-nilly.
Yep. Very nice. Very nice, Steve.
Willy-nilly.
Very nice.
Man, I am behind schedule today. Holy smokes.
What's wrong?
I don't know. He's one of those deals where you're like, I didn't get out of the house for no reason. Just, you know, 5 minutes late there. Then, oh, dang, out of gas.
Boy, in the morning when you're up against it, it doesn't take much to screw it up.
No. And then you had to get a world premiere of a Jordan Davis song up and ready to go. That took it. Next thing I know, I looked up at the clock and I thought, what is it, like 5:45? Nah, it's 5:58. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
That's,
Yeah, it's all good. So there's
but you're
that.
You're here now.
Yeah, I'm here now, so it doesn't really matter. Got a nice cool morning going.
Oh,
you
my
got
gosh.
The end of the month. This weird July went by so fast. I'm not sure what happened. It was the 4th, then there was a cruise, and then it was here.
Jay, I sat in my car this morning.
Pouting?
In the parking lot. No, and just with the window down, and I was like, this is so great. I don't want to get out and go inside.
What'd you think about it, Steve? What, that fresh air, huh? You're a big fresh air guy.
Oh, the freshest.
I mean, hunting, fishing, loving every day.
Isn't that's what I say.
That's his motto.
Mm-hmm. I made a song about it.
Did you? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a beautiful morning.
So there's that. Then I saw this thing about cottage cheese ice cream. That kind of ruined it.
Oh, I've had it.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Why does it sound so terrible?
I don't know. You love cottage cheese.
I do. I love cottage cheese, but I just can't imagine
I'm
the
trying
two
to remember
together.
What else I've made with it.
Wait, what do you mean? With cottage cheese or
no,
cottage cheese
No, how else
ice
I made
cream?
Ice cream. I know cottage cheese was one of the ways that I made it.
Steve, ever had it?
Cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese ice cream.
No and no.
No and neither. And don't plan to?
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, no.
Oh, yeah. I don't plan to.
Oh, yeah. Just like what? The look, the whatever? Texture,
yeah,
taste,
yeah,
smell?
Yeah.
Concept?
Yeah.
Some of the stuff that they make other stuff with, I just go, I don't know that we need that. But, I mean, because isn't it, this person that I heard talking about this said, well, it's a lot more protein.
Absolutely.
And yep. I thought, okay.
That's why I was doing it.
I'm like, well, I'm not eating ice cream for protein. So,
no, but it allows you to
great
have
benefit.
Ice cream.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what it was. And I don't remember what all's in. If I remember, it's super simple.
Oh, okay.
So wait, do you have to buy the ingredients separately to make cottage cheese ice cream, or it just comes as cottage cheese ice cream?
Can you actually buy it? It looks like you can buy it now,
really?
Steve. But yeah, I made it at home.
Oh. Oh, call you Chef Kevin.
In one of those salad spinners? I mean, what'd you
do? No.
We found out yesterday those things are really handy.
I think
handy.
It was the easiest thing where you just like mix a couple things together. I'm going to look it up and see.
Okay. All right.
See if it refreshes my memory.
Lower calorie count, less saturated fat, higher protein content than traditional ice cream. Can you put chocolate sauce on it or would that
just... you can whatever flavor you want.
Man, okay. Well, forget about the lemon and the ice cream for tomorrow for the Friday crew. We won't tell them it's cottage cheese ice cream. We'll just serve it and see what they think.
Oh, they'll eat it. Those guys don't even, they don't know.
They don't, yeah. Like, what is it? It's ice cream. Oh, yeah, let's have it.
I mean, it's not a, well.
I'm not even sure they, Kevin, I'm not even sure they'd know the difference.
Jay, all this recipe says it is cottage cheese.
Uh-huh, got that part, yep.
chocolate chips.
Oh.
Peanut butter and honey.
What?
That's what theirs is. I mean, maybe that's just how simple it was.
So it's
I think
not,
I made mine with peanut butter.
And then freeze it? And then you freeze it or you just eat it like that?
Yeah, no, it's cold. I don't know. This is one of these recipes where, oh my God, they tell me what a cottage cheese is.
Just get to it, right?
I've been scrolling. My finger is going to cramp up.
Those are my least favorite websites.
Blend, add cottage cheese, honey, and peanut butter to a food processor. Check.
Oh,
high-speed blender or a pulse process.
Pulse processor?
That's what it said. No, it says pulse process.
Yeah, all right.
Make it smooth and creamy. Stir in your chocolate chips. Add cottage cheese ice cream mixture back into the cottage cheese container.
Uh-huh.
And then, or a loaf pan.
Duh.
Put it in the freezer for about 4 hours.
4 hours. Okay, so I'll get here tomorrow around 2 a.m.
We can do it tonight.
Hello, Kevin.
Hello. My name is producer.
Sorry, Steve.
You know what? Let's get into it.
Got a little carried away there.
I always take all of his time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I noticed.
So why don't we just let him?
Just want him to shine and just have the entire time.
Accidentally hit his open, but I feel like that was, it was meant to be, Jay. Mm-hmm. I feel like all things happen.
Hello, my name is producer Steve. Producer Steve.
Producer Steve. Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Howdy.
Oh, hi.
How's it going in there?
I mean, it's going all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I meant to mention this to you. I think I got a new phone in here.
You got a new phone? Oh, yeah.
Oh, what do you mean? A new phone to talk to the listeners?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is it just the hand part? You know, just the handset? Or is it the entire phone is new?
I think it's, all the above.
Wow. Wow, wow. 2024. Man, what a year.
I mean, it's the same phone, but it's new.
Wonder if it's a hand-me-down.
Oh, I'm used to that. And I like it.
Like, where I have never seen that shirt before. Is that a new hand-me-down? Have I seen that shirt before?
No, this is it.
Steve's? Oh, yeah, he's worn that one.
Oh, I can't see it.
Because I never know what it says.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Now they said I only saw the top half of it earlier. I don't know what it says either, Kevin, because way too many words.
It's so many words, yeah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I see one word like lambda or something. And then that's
what
where
does
I
it
just
say,
always
Steve?
Quit.
Oh, man, you're going to be making me read upside down.
Upside down. It's the only way we like to do it.
If communication is cool, consider me Miles Davis. And
then
it's Lambda Pi Eta, University of Missouri Communication Honor Society.
Way to deliver. I'm sure they're proud.
It is a lot of words. Yeah.
It just faded out at the end. They're like,
Well, because it was so many words, man.
So you were in some sort of society for smart people?
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
Oh, I do. You're smart. That's pretty obvious.
Yeah. I was actually, I was president of the Honor Society.
Yeah. I mean, nobody's surprised.
Well,
at college?
Yeah, because no one wanted to do it.
There it is.
Let's get Steve. He'll do anything.
Yeah. It was basically.
Let's shame Steve into it. Tell him it'll make him. He's a good person if he does it. Okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Well, the advisors were like, all right, who wants to volunteer like in the previous year
right.
to do it? And then we'll vote. We were just all sitting there in silence.
Yeah. Well, no one's going to raise their hand for that.
Yeah. And then eventually they were like, hey, you want to do it? Come on, come on, come on, come on. And I was like, all right.
So it's like Kevin trying to get you to leave your house.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to do it?
Oh, Steve, tonight.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to go out and do something?
We walked right into it.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Wow. That seems
fake. You don't
even
know what it is.
Well, I'm doing it. Out of spite.
All right. I'll let you know the plan later.
All right. Sounds good.
You're smart, Steve. So what does this text mean from an unknown source? EA1P.1A.
It's computer code. You wouldn't know, Jay.
Yeah, I don't even need to know.
1A. Huh.
Why you got to know? What
why,
is it?
Why are you trying to know?
Dang it.
Why are you trying to know? Jay, I know
never
it's
going
to get
it. I can't get it.
Yeah. I've screwed it up so many times.
I think you're on it now.
I think maybe.
Kevin's granddaughter has coined the phrase, why are you
trying to know?
I still can't. I'm writing it down right now. Why?
Steve's got it now, though. He is locked in on it.
I know.
He helps me remember it. She doesn't say it anymore, and I don't really want to bring it back up to her. Like, every once in a while, I'll say it to my son or whatever because I think it's funny. And
it is funny.
Cute.
Yeah.
But, and then I'm like, well, I don't really want her to start saying it again.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, depends on the situation.
Could be
right?
worse, yeah.
But yeah, like she goes to kindergarten this year, and the first time the teacher says, Amelia, can you blah, blah, blah? Or how old are you? Whatever. Why are you trying to know?
Yeah, that comes across as a smidge sarcastic and smart alecky. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Kindergarten teacher's just like,
never mind.
Never mind. Okay, just sit down. I'll call your parents now.
Yeah. What's your last name? Yeah. Why are you trying to know?
What's your grandfather do for a living? Oh, boy. He comes to school a lot because I get in trouble.
Yep. Yeah, that adds up.
Mainly around lunchtime because he's done working.
It's very true.
It'd be great if that was the answer. He's famous. Is he famous? Yeah. What's he do? Well, he's just famous for coming here a lot. Oh, all right. Well, welcome. We'll get him a T-shirt.
Ooh.
The head of the what committee? What were you again?
Who, me?
Yeah, what were you? The president of what?
Lambda Pi Eta.
Lambda Pi Eta.
Yeah, LPE. That's the one.
Huh. And what are they known for? Parties?
No, we were not like a... We were
They're
just
not a...
I mean, it sounds like a fraternity,
it
but
does.
You were not in a fraternity?
Oh, no.
So I'm so confused. Then what is Lambda Pi Eta?
It's a communication honor society.
Oh, communications honor society. There couldn't have been a lot of people in there.
That's why he was the president.
Kevin. Yeah, that's why no one wanted to volunteer, and they forced me into it. It was, we weren't a very big group.
We should just make up a name. That sounds like it would be a frat or, you know, whatever, and just make it up so that it just, we're in the JK Eta. What happened? We just make it up. No one knows what it means.
Alpha Gamma.
I do think some of the Greek, the people who are in the fraternities and sororities, I think they do know what it means. But
they do, yeah.
They're a small group.
Yeah, I mean... Oh, no, they do know because I remember...
Call now if you're a frat boy or a sorority girl. Let's have producer Steve use his new phone.
Oh, wow. Yeah, new phone, 2024. Who dis? New phone.
Oh, there's some of my favorite weddings, though, Jay. When I know...
You got frat boys?
A frat boy or...
Yeah.
Sorority girls. It's like, let's go.
Oh, yeah.
It's... The party's on because...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man. Woo!
They know what's up.
Man, do they.
They're a good time.
Oh. You want me to get this, Jay?
Yeah, grab it real quick. Yeah.
Answer your new phone, Steve.
Yeah,
this is
phone.
The whole point of this.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are you off the air? Are we? I can't...
Who is it, Steve?
Hello?
Too much going on. I got to, mute the mic, turn off my headphone. Or
right,
put
yeah.
off my headphone. It's Jay. It's Jay.
Oh, Kevin, why don't you talk to Jay?
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Kevin.
Were you in a fraternity?
I sure was.
What was the fraternity?
It was the Fool Steve by calling your own radio show fraternity.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, you didn't realize?
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm going to check with my kids and say, hey, you guys Googling celebrity birthdays or famous birthdays so you can see this trash list that Steve hates? I'll ask.
Kevin James.
Yeah, what is this? I mean, Anna Paquin at 27?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Long list of stuff to give away today. We will include the qualifying for the $5,000 shopping spree to Cabela's. By the way, that final day to qualify is tomorrow. I feel like that kind of snuck up. But, yeah, tomorrow's the final day to qualify.
Yeah. We draw a winner tomorrow afternoon?
I think they'll either do it at the end of the day tomorrow after Jim does his last qualifying, or they might do it Monday morning. But, yeah, okay. The last chance to qualify for sure is tomorrow. Audio Vault brought to you by Outlaw Barbecue and Cater Market. Why are you trying to know? Did I get it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are you trying to know?
Is Jay part of the Alpha Gamma Jay and Kevin show?
It is. I don't know. The Olympics. Is it tomorrow that the opening ceremonies?
Opening ceremonies tomorrow.
Kelly Clarkson was talking to Mike Tirico and Peyton Manning about the difference between most opening ceremonies and this year's opening ceremony.
This is the first time that the ceremony is not in a stadium.
Exactly. The athletes always walk into a stadium by country. There's a placard. It says their name. But Paris is really doing it in a very Parisian way. 3.5 miles down the Seine with the athletes in boats. It's going to be one of the great scenes we've ever seen to start an Olympic Games.
Yeah. You know, Kelly, all athletes kind of have that moment before their event starts, kind of the locker room, the tunnel out to the arena. This might be the coolest tunnel in history. Athletes on boats coming down the River Seine. What a great opening ceremony for these athletes to have before their actual event start.
I was unaware. It is cool. That is very cool. Yeah. I was unaware that Peyton Manning was going to be doing something with the Olympics.
Well, I was just going to ask, why is Peyton on there talking?
Yeah, it's the three of them. Wasn't that the story a while back? Kelly Clarkson, Mike Tirico, and Peyton Manning?
The three of them are going to do the opening ceremonies together?
I think so.
And is Peyton Manning going to continue on with the Olympics, or that's just going to be open ceremonies?
Ooh, I think they're throughout.
That's a weird combo.
Maybe not.
It is a weird combo. Peyton Manning is great. I mean, he's just...
They're
all great. Yeah, I could listen to him easily.
But it's one of those that are like, oh, who thought of putting them together?
Yeah. I don't know if Kelly Clarkson's going to be great or not. Mike Tirico is well known for being great at that stuff. I don't know if Kelly will be great. I mean, she'll provide a different perspective, but we'll have to see with those three together. Yeah.
Okay. The river. I do not know France very well.
Huh.
Is it the Seine River?
That's what he said.
Seine? Well, I do know that the river is filthy.
That I've heard, yeah.
All the stories about how filthy it is, and they've spent all this money to try to clean it up and get the river so that it's ready for the athletes to be in the water.
Which, have they gotten it cleaned up enough? Or are they?
That's what they claim.
Okay. You get to be the first guy?
How many athletes will be in the parade?
Do you have the number?
Is this
348.
48, producer Steve, how many athletes
that
will
seems
be?
Seems like very few.
Yeah, it's got, because there's like 100 and some, or more than that, just with the USA. Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Got to be like.
Put a zero at
956.
The end of mine?
Oh,
wow.
You guys are close. 10,500 athletes.
The water thing would make me feel like, what could go wrong? You know, you got a bunch of boats and 10,000 people in the river. I would probably worry.
It's only on 90 boats, though.
Huh.
That's a
how is that possible?
It doesn't seem like that.
I think more than
90 boats.
Okay.
Well, yeah. Well, if 10,500 people need more than 90 boats.
I mean, do they have the guy like at the Coyote Country Cruise with a clicker that just stands there and clicks every time somebody gets on?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're close to capacity. Got to slow her down.
Well, or does it get like to this point?
Or is it like the Titanic?
Where we go to my brother's on the 4th and we have two boats and we want to go for a boat ride.
Sure.
And everybody's trying to figure out, hey, are we going on Mike and Amy's boat or Keith and Steph's boat?
Yep,
well, let's figure out how many are on each boat. So is it like, listen, USA, you have too many people on your boat. We're going to put a couple in Turks and Caicos in their boat. Their boat's empty. It's got one guy on it.
Okay, thanks.
I couldn't think of a country.
I figured it out. Yeah, no, you couldn't.
No, I think that works.
Deadpool and Wolverine, they're everywhere, I swear. You can't go to a store.
Oh, it's tonight, I bet, right?
I think at midnight, maybe. You can't go to a store. You can't, you know, do anything without figuring out that they're... I don't know if you guys heard, the movie's coming out. Have you heard?
Uh-huh.
And Ryan Reynolds, of course, is everywhere as well. He was having some fun yesterday talking about the fact that Disney has... Well, they own a lot of stuff.
It's official. It's exciting, you know. We're officially joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is owned. Which I know, right? It's owned by our parent company here, Disney. It's they own a lot of stuff. Actually, they own this show, Jimmy Kimmel Live, ABC, Hulu, FX, FXX, ESPN, The Concept of Joy, Water, Air. And they just bought up all the global supply of insulin.
Why would they need that?
Well, they don't, but they have it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, they don't need it. They just have it. Yeah, they just own everything. They bought the world. And of course, it's some of the talk is the fact that it's an R-rated movie.
Oh, yeah.
So Marvel.
I think all the Deadpools have been, right?
Deadpools, yeah. But not Marvel movies haven't been R-rated. It's the first time it's happened. So what does that mean?
Since Deadpool and Wolverine is the first R-rated Marvel movie, a lot of people have asked if they can take their kids to see it.
And the answer is, are you the cool parent or are you a friggin' narc?
Okay.
So take them.
I don't know.
Come on.
It'll be fine. Or will it? And finally, in the audio vault today, this is for anybody who, you know, goes on a date and then doesn't know how, Kevin, is this a thing? How long do you wait till you call or text after the first date?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's all these rules about it. And I just always gave up on the rules and said, I'm going to do what feels right for me.
Okay. Well, this guy says you might not be doing it right.
The reason being is because certainty has an inverse relationship with desire.
So he wants you to wait 7 days.
Oh,
7 days.
The reason being is because certainty has an inverse relationship with desire. The more amount of certainty or the higher levels of certainty that you give a woman, the more her desire starts to drop. So what you're doing by taking that 4 to 7 days off after the first date before you actually reach out and you initiate a text message is what you're doing is you're actually installing or you're creating some uncertainty in that dynamic.
Also gives her plenty of time to date other people.
Well, yeah, and also... Well, we got to play mind games with them.
Right. I mean, I think you should immediately start the relationship on a game mode with distrust in mind.
Well, it's not 4 to 7 business days. It's just 4 to 7 days.
No, I guess that's fine then, Steve.
Well, you know what? The mail wasn't being delivered, so I had to wait an extra day.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
All right, it's time for our listener lover. What?
Kevin James.
Cody says, I need some advice on how to handle a situation. Wish. Good God.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Is this something that you would play, Kevin, at any point in the background music? For any sort of wedding that you would do?
If that was the vibe that somebody wanted, certainly, Jay, this could be... Let me take a listen to this a little bit. Turn it up a little bit. Maybe I can identify the tune.
I think it's Jay-Z.
Probably, yeah.
Boy, I do know this one. I've heard this one before. There's not Canon and D, which is one of the most popular...
One of my favorites.
...instrumentals. This is the... Dance of the Lilies.
Is that for real?
March of the... something.
But there's lilies in it?
I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But it's very famous.
Oh, okay. It might be roses, daffodils.
Who knows? It's definitely a flowerish song. Speaking of flowers, Jay, your daughter, sweet Emma, gets married. She's your favorite kid. We all know that. Sorry, Layden and Will. They know.
Yeah, they know.
It's your little girl.
Yeah, they know.
And she's also awesome. So it just works out.
Yeah, that helps.
as the FOB, have they been calling you that around the house?
No, not to my face anyway.
Just sir. They call him sir.
That is correct, Steve.
Yeah.
The old father of the bride. Mm-hmm. What?
Well, the way you just said it was the OFOB, the old father of the bride.
The old also father of the bride.
Also seems more likely.
Yes. Now, I know there's some very traditional things that I'm sure you will be doing, such as walking your daughter down the aisle.
Correct, yep. Probably to this song.
What are you wearing?
Right now, a t-shirt and jeans.
With Jay?
What? Oh, just a suit. I mean, just a... I'm wearing an outfit that was picked out by my wife and daughter. I was like, what do you want me to wear?
A rental tuxedo.
Nope. What? Nope.
Well, oh, no, really?
Purchased.
Oh, you bought a suit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dang. Then you'll be able to wear this other times.
Oh, yeah. I'll probably wear it to work for about a week afterwards.
You should, get the money out of
it. That's right. You know, I got to get every penny out of everything. Okay. You know me.
What color?
It's a brownish color. Yeah. Oh.
Brown. Did you get cool shoes?
I had cool shoes that you've never seen.
Okay.
don't know, so you'd be wearing, if they're cool or not, but I've got
wearing
them.
Those.
Yeah, why are you trying to know?
Yeah, Kevin, lay off my shoes, man.
What is the style of your daughter's dress? Is there a
I've never seen it. I don't know anything about it. I won't see it till the day of.
Okay, they want to surprise you.
Yeah, the first, what do they call it? What is it?
The first look.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah. That's it, Kevin. Thank you. You know first more look, about this stuff than
I do. I know a lot about weddings, Jay, but I just am very curious what you know about your daughter.
I don't know anything about it.
I think you know more than you let on.
No, I really don't. I don't know anything. They've done a great job.
What will be the drinks of choice?
Uh-huh.
I know you have to know this. What kind of beverages will you have?
Oh, at the bar?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's beer and wine and pop.
Beer, wine, pop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Standard. Yeah.
Soda.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
if you
good.
Prefer that. I mean.
Water?
Oh, yeah. Tons of that.
Okay. God bless. Just bottled water, or what are we doing?
No. You know, it's all about not increasing your plastic footprint at this place. So, yeah, they just.
So they put it.
Pitchers or one of those big, that you know, the like the lemonade or the
tea
comes
the
big, in.
Those are okay. I will tell you that is always a tough one for me who likes a lot of water.
Right.
It's like, gosh, I can't fill
we don't
little,
care about the DJ.
That little 8-ounce cup. Yeah, but just any person who needs water. You're dancing, you need some water. I just always recommend bringing your own bottle.
Oh.
Filling it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great idea.
It's a younger generation, Kevin. I'm sure they'll all be like in their dress clothes. They'll have their... you know, bottle of water that they carry with them everywhere they go.
Well, that's where the flask comes in, Jay.
Everybody's got a Stanley.
So, the other big moment, this is a big one.
Jeez, yeah. I'm nervous now that you're just the toast
of the bride and groom.
Yes.
From you.
Yeah, I don't have any idea what I'm going to say.
Not a clue, really?
Not right now, no.
You haven't started thinking about
no,
it?
No, I will get to that.
There hasn't been any moment where you thought, I should say something like that.
I have thought in the back of my mind, but you know, maybe I should say something about that, or I don't know. Believe me, I'll run it past my wife and just see, you know, how's that sound? What do you think?
Sure.
Don't say that. Leave that
out.
Add this in.
Would you
be
willing
to do it? It's kind of like the show, Kevin. I present her with the prep sheet every night, and she makes the red marker on there and highlights the good parts.
Yeah, she's a teacher.
Crosses out the bad
parts. We got a star yesterday.
Yeah, that was nice.
Smiley face?
Sticker star on a smiley face is a good day.
Mm. Scratch and sniff.
Would there be any chance that you would be able to give your toast on the air when the wedding was done?
Oh, wow. Maybe.
Do you think is it one that you will like write, have it on you? Here's the different styles you see.
Okay.
People with paper in their hands. Sometimes they use the paper as a funny prop.
Okay.
You know, where you're like, all right, I got my speech, and it's.
And then it's like
5 feet long.
Yeah, that's a good sight gag.
That's a good sight
that's
gag.
That's a
right?
great one. I'm going to do that. I'll have it like on a scroll.
Now, you coached a lot of sports. You coached your daughter soccer, basketball.
Yep. Right.
The whole deal. She went on and played college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is this a time to bring it out of a clipboard?
Oh, yeah.
And go coach style.
Start drawing and have your stuff on there.
Or just have your, you know.
Or
you could do.
Or is this the time to do an interpretive dance?
No.
Thank you, Kevin.
An interpretive dance,
I don't think
is on the agenda.
All right. Well, you can cross that off the list then, Jay.
Now.
Or you could. You
I
know,
could
people,
bring in Steve to do an interpretive dance because his
that
the
work.
Cruise was amazing.
Yes. What about some people put it on their phone? Do you think you will have. Notes? Will you have the whole speech?
No, I won't have the whole speech. I'll just...
You'll have notes. Will you have a teleprompter, maybe?
That's it. Yes, I will have it.
That's have one of your boys in the back with just the cue
those,
cards.
Yeah, like the big cards, like the old school.
Like they next. Because just... once you get the topic, you're going to be able to talk about it.
Right, yeah.
But it's that...
Trying to remember where to go next.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I learned this lesson. You know, Tyler got married many, many years ago.
Yes.
And... it didn't work out, guys, but that's not important.
That's neither here nor there.
Yeah, what is important is I gave a speech at his wedding.
How was it? And how nervous were you?
I wasn't nervous. I think that was the problem, right?
You were like too comfortable?
I think I was too comfortable and just thought, I'll just wing this and do great.
Sure, yeah.
And I
like
think,
it's like a newscast.
Yeah, I think I was doing okay.
Yeah.
But looking back on it, I thought, oh, man, I could have done a lot better.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if I I could have done better. But now, looking back, I think, well, it didn't work out anyway, so maybe it was about right.
That's terrible.
Well,
it's terrible. Oh, you're relating the relationship around to your speech. Yeah, what is probably better than the relationship? So yeah, it's fine.
So, well, you've got a very big one. I mean, I'm excited to hear what you do for the speech.
Yeah.
I don't know. If you need any jokes or anything, Steve and I are willing to help. What? You're in, right, Steve?
Oh, I mean, I don't have any jokes, but I'm willing to help.
Steve with one-liners. What percentage of humor do you prefer, Kevin, in the Father of the Bride speech? I mean, you've seen them all.
Yeah, I like.
It's a fair question.
My rule is, if you're going to talk for a minute, okay, each minute that mm-hmm. you talk, there should be some sort of laugh or at least a smile or mm-hmm. something emotional. You can't go longer than a minute.
So your smiles per minute is one.
At least. Yeah, at least.
Okay.
And like, they don't have to be necessarily big belly laughs, but it's like, you getting a couple of those is great.
So it's like the show.
Yeah, but you just need to have something that keeps them interested, because you've been there where you've heard a toast where it's gone 2 minutes and there was nothing funny.
Yeah,
there was nothing really that interesting.
Right,
and you're just like, okay.
What do you say, Shelley?
Hey Jay, it's Cheryl.
Sorry,
oh,
hi Cheryl.
Hi Cheryl.
Hi Cheryl.
My bad.
It's all good. Hey, my daughter just got married Saturday.
Yeah, congrats by the way.
Yeah, thanks. She had a really great DJ company do her wedding too. But anyway.
Yes, congratulations to Levi and Holly.
Okay, Kevin.
Oh. Wait, is this Kevin or is it like with the
No, I was not there. Set. I was not able to do it.
Oh,
okay. But,
nice.
Yeah.
But her big tough firefighter father lost it.
Yeah.
He did the first look and started crying then.
Sure.
And then we got to the venue, and she stepped down out of the big old limo thing, and he was barely holding on, and then he started to walk her down the aisle, and he cried all the way there, and then he cried all the way through the father-daughter dance. So make sure that brownish suit that you're wearing has plenty of tissues in the pocket.
Great idea.
Yeah, so that's a great tip,
Thank
Cheryl.
You, Cheryl. Appreciate
it
that.
It is true. Jay, of all the weddings I've done, mm-hmm. the moment that there are the most tears is the father-daughter dance.
Oh, I thought you were going to say at the bill.
Every single time. Well, yes, that is yours. What have you been the most mad about paying for? Or when you've seen it and you're like, that's ridiculous. And I'm sure you didn't win because you have your wife and your daughter.
I didn't even try to win, really. Okay. I just was just like, you know, I was like, whatever. But it's all ridiculous.
Hey, at least you didn't need to buy new shoes.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, buddy. Kevin, you can ask more questions coming up if you have any. But right now, we've got the world premiere of the new Jordan Davis song for you.
No one else in the world has heard it?
No one else.
Oh, wow.
The whole world.